Maybe you have been wondering why we keep seeing the same thing once and once again. I do not know if I tell you a story concerning the training of my theological school. One minister came to teach us for 1 month. Every morning he just sing one hymn. Every morning, the same hymn, repeated and repeated and repeated again. And finally he says that we're going to test for the hymn. And the words of God, a lot of time we hear the same thing once and once again. And I guess you already have one feeling, that is, wherever you sing it, or anytime you sing and anytime you read the same verses, you have different understanding, different feeling. I happen to like this hymn recently because this hymn teach me that I really have to come down. Even though this morning I came up to the podium, if you look at the schedule, it's not supposed to be my turn. So I need to be calm down and to give a sermon. But may the Holy Spirit move in among us so that we can learn some words from the Bible directly. The Lord, calm down my heart. Let's read a verse, Song of Songs. Chapter 4, verse 12. And would you please read? Song of Songs. Song of Songs is after Ecclesiastes, before Isaiah. It's okay. Before Isaiah. Chapter 3, verse 2. Chapter 4, verse 12. Bible here says that we are God's bride and the garden locked up, the well sealed, the fountain sealed. The Bible here describes that we are a garden of God. When you come to Pacifica Church, do you see a beautiful garden? The day before yesterday, we have a test. And after the test, a lot of people, happened to be a sunshine day, a lot of people went to the garden, lying down over there enjoying the sunshine. We really have a beautiful garden. There was a brother spending 10 years doing nothing in the United States just to take care of the garden of God. When I look into his life, sometimes I'm really touched by his efforts of working for the Lord. We are a garden of God, beautiful garden. There's a restroom over here, right? I saw people like lying down on the grass in the garden, but I never see people lying down on the bathroom. Enjoy the bathroom. We are a garden of God, that God can enjoy us. We are not a bathroom of God, because if we are bathroom of God, we smells very bad. God don't like it. God will not spend time over there with us. This garden is four kinds of beautiful trees and flowers. Please read verse 13 and 14. Amber. Okay. Okay. When you carefully analyze these two verses, what you can see in this garden? There are some flowers present to the eyes. There are some flowers present to the nose. There are some fruit trees is present to the mouth. Something you can see, something you can smell, something you can eat. So when people see you, you are garden of God. Can they smell something good from you? I'm not talking about you not taking shower for 3 days. But I'm saying that, can they smell the fragrance of Jesus Christ from you? It's present in looking, a lot of beautiful flowers over here, present to the eyes. When people see you, what do they see? A decent young man, a self-disciplined young man, a nice guy, or a drug addicted person, a party animal, a playboy. What do they see in you? Are you pleasant to people? I remember two NYT years ago, in the previous two NYT years, there was one sister asking a question. Keep telling us to live for the Lord. What do you mean by living for the Lord? How do I live for the Lord as a librarian or engineer? How do I live for the Lord as a student? I think living for the Lord can be as simple as you are a garden to human being and you are a garden to God. When people come to you, as if they come to Jesus. When people see you, they see divine character in you. When people talk to you, as if they eat a lot of wonderful food. Beautiful. But when they talk to you, it's better for them. You are better than 10 books that they can read. You know, some people are like that. This is a Chinese saying. 以君一席话，胜读十年的书. When you talk to some guy, it's even better than reading for 10 years. You know, that guy has so profound, so much knowledge, so wonderful that you really receive much. You come to this here 2 weeks. Do you feel like you stay here? You learn much more maybe than when you are not a believer. Maybe 10 years ago you're not a believer. Maybe you waste 10 years. Because you come here, you learn a lot from the Lord. Now, you have to be like God. You have to be like Lord. When people see you and hear you and test you, you are indeed wonderful. Just as our Lord is wonderful. You are a garden of God. You are beautiful. Your life is abundant. Are you going to be used by the Lord or used by the society? In the book of Exodus, they are talking about making the perfume of God. Anybody recall how do they make a holy incense? Incense. I think it's in book of Exodus. Huh? Zuo Sheng Xiang. Huh? Thank you. Exodus chapter 30. Can someone read from 22 to 24? Yeah. Thank you. 24. If you compare these verses with Song of Songs, chapter 4, with the verse we just read, right? Can you see that some of the material is using over here to make holy ornament? What is used? What kind of trees or flowers are repeated? Huh? Cinnamon? Myrrh? What else? Can you see that all the elements actually recorded in Song of Songs, right? You will compare carefully. God wants to use you, the garden of God, to make a wonderful ornament. God wants to use you to be a good perfume for the high priest. So if you have abundant life, we shall be tried to be used by our Lord Jesus Christ. This abundant life can be used by outsiders too. You can be used by the society too. Because you are talented, gifted young men. But who are you going to be used for? What is your determination? I shared with you yesterday, I was really touched by this young man's testimony. When he talked to me last night, actually, the night before last night, it was as if Jesus was still talking to him. He says that, young man, are you going to leave any room for me, or are you going to just carry out your personal plan? When he said, it's really like strong impact to me. I really have to hold my tears from my eyes. God have a plan for every one of us. Are you going to go to your own plan, or are you going to leave some room for the Lord? We got to think about this. Now, if you want to work for the Lord, God have a condition. Let's go back to read verse 12 again. Anne, would you please read it again? Chapter 4, verse 12. There are three locks over here, right? Garden locked up, veiled, sealed, fountain sealed. This tells us that this garden is locked up from outside. All the evil cannot enter your heart. Just imagine if this garden had no fence. Fence disappeared. All the neighborhoods come here to pick out the flowers. All the people who walk in the dogs look at the beautiful flower, and what did the dogs do to the flowers? Just imagine by yourself. And the garden will be ruined, become very dirty. It's no good. Your heart, if it is not locked, devil will come into your heart, and it will ruin your heart. Once upon a time, I hear a testimony from a minister. When he was working in a mountain area, he was just a new minister at that time. He slept in the church, second floor. Suddenly, a chilly wind blew the window, and the window was opened. And the chilly wind blew to him, and he woke up. He went to the window and saw a very huge dragon penetrate different believers' house one by one. And having this, and this dragon, lay down this big dragon, his mouth is facing the gate of the church. Thank God the church is locked. But now the houses of believers. At that time, this church is very weak. A lot of gossip and rumors. A lot of people get drunk and did a lot of evil things. You can see that people do not have harmony, as if devil has entered into their house, entered into their heart. All their life has been ruined. The church is almost ruined. But thank God, the church is still locked. The same thing to us. Now, recently you hear the classes from Pastor Chow concerning the work of evil devil. You know that evil devil is working very hard. He's trying to enter into our heart seriously. If we do not have three locks, locked and locked and locked, just like the verses recorded over here. You don't lock it closely, very easily, you'll be broken by Satan. Now my question to you is that, is your heart locked? Or is your heart open to devil? The Bible says that indeed we have to take out the little fox from my heart, from our heart. Song of Songs chapter 2 verse 15. How would you please read? You are like a garden. Vine is a garden. Vineyard is as if a garden. It's like a garden. It blossoms. The flowers blossom inside. The little fox, very cute little fox, will ruin the gardens over there. Have you ever seen fox? You do. I got a fox skin in my house. My father-in-law brought it back from Peking, mainland China. It's long. My daughter like to wear it, especially in the East Coast, on her neck, and put her head over here and play with her little brother. Really, when you feel it, right? So smooth, so nice, and so warm. Fox is a little cute animal. It's a beautiful animal. Some little tiny thing is so cute to us, you know? A little picture, little photo, wow. Present to the eye, so cute. You hit it in your heart. You see a young lady pass by, maybe live in your neighborhood, or maybe next to your classroom, such a decent, fine young lady. Your heart has been called to her for a long time, and this is a little fox inside your heart. You don't want to throw her away. Hey, man, this is my dearest dreamer girls. How can I throw it away? If you don't throw it away, this little fox will eat up your holiness. This little fox will eat up your heart. This little fox will make you not be able to fall asleep. This little fox will make you not be able to pray hard. Little fox later, eventually will eat up your spiritual life. Something. We got to lock. Something will ruin our garden. We just locked and locked and locked. It's interesting that the Bible also described this garden as a not garden. Chapter 6, verse 11. A not garden. Jessica. Almost describe the same thing. There's a garden, and there are so many fruits inside. But it used another description, a garden of nuts. Have you ever seen nuts? If you throw a nut into the toilet, and you take it out, and you break a nut, and smell a nut, is it smells good or bad? No, just listen very carefully. When the nut is filled with shells on it, right, you throw it into the mud, or the toilet, you take it out, you crack the nuts, and you took out what is inside out. Does it smell good or bad? It still smells good. If you don't believe me, next time you try it. Because the nuts has been sealed. Nothing can enter into the nuts. If you go to St. Jose Church, there are one nut trees inside St. Jose Church. Because there's like a fountain system over there, watering the grass, right? So this all dirty waters beside the on the path of the road, and you see the nuts falling down. You pick up the nuts, you break it down. Inside it smells also very good. We are the nuts of God. We are in a dirty society. If you are not locked like a nuts, not sealed like a nuts, you are thrown into the society. You are going to smell very bad, very bad. But if you're sealed like a nuts, sealed, totally, no air can go in. Jesus still can join you if you open your heart to Jesus. You know what I'm saying? The same analysis. You are a garden of God. You got to lock it. If you do not lock it, you will be ruined. You are a garden of God that is locked. The purpose for us to come here is to learn a lot of knowledges. One of them. Second of them, to prepare ourselves to work by the Lord. If you to work for the Lord. If you do not have this kind of determination that you're going to lock from the society, I'm telling you the truth, I'm telling the fact, when you go back home, you will go down just like this. But you determine, really, your heart only belongs to Jesus Christ. You really knock yourself by three locks. Three locks, what does it mean? Really, you control your heart, seriously, using the Bible to lock your heart. Use the Holy Spirit to lock your heart. Use your will to lock your heart. Three locks, one by one. I believe we'll be okay. So, every time you remember that you are a garden of God. You are a garden of God. When I was in college, I read a song. It says that my love is a rose. Sorry, recited it wrong. Let me try it again. My love, I say it right. My love is a red rose. My love is a red rose. Memorize this. And then, God is telling you, my love is a locked garden. You are locked, God. May the Lord help us so we only open to our beloved Lord Jesus Christ. Now we are going to pray. When you pray, let's pray for those who do not have Holy Spirit yet. We thank God we have three people with the Holy Spirit at this point of time. Previous experience that we have is that when God is, His mercy is pouring, He will continue to pour. When the rain start to rain, it will continue to shout. To shout. If we keep the same heart and mind and concentration, if we keep the same love, the Lord for sure will work in among us. So let's not give up. If you've never ever prepared for other people, this morning is a good time to pray for other people. So let's pray together.